Good afternoon. This is Jenny Lawson, the Chief Civic Innovation Officer at Points of Light. I'm delighted to welcome today Cassie Cyphers, the Community Program Manager at Cliff Bar. Cliff Bar is a member of Points of Light's Corporate Service Council and a member of the 2019 Civic 50. We're delighted to have Cassie on the call with us today. For those of you who don't know much about Points of Light, wanted to share just a little. So Points of Light inspires, equips, and mobilizes millions of people to take action that changes the world. We believe that companies, their employee volunteers, vendors, and customers can be transformative drivers of social change in communities around the world. And we support the work of companies from how people are asked, engaged, and supported in delivering innovation solutions to educating and convening the sector on trends, best practices, and evidence-based strategies for civic engagement, including leadership of the Civic 50. Cassie, thanks so much for being with me today. We're delighted to have you here, and congratulations on being recognized as part of the 2019 Civic 50.
Thank you, Jenny. Hi, great to be here.
Great. So, Cassie, we're going to just jump right in. As a leader of the Civic 50, you have looked across the four dimensions of your program, from impact and investment to how you integrate it and what sort of institutional structures are in place for making civic engagement and community engagement really core to the part of the business at Cliff Bar. But as we know, this is a really dynamic time for that topic in the marketplace. So I was wondering if you could talk just a little bit about how Cliff Bar thinks about its role in communities. How are you responding to social issues and opportunities that are happening around you?
That's a great question. We have what I think here is excitement about a lot of different areas and a lot of different things. So I think that I'll get into a little more about what we do and how we think about what we participate in terms of issues and civic engagement. I do think that we struggle with wanting to do a lot of different things. So one of the ways that we definitely have a clear connection to civic engagement and issues that matter to us in the community is by looking at what we do, which is make food, looking at our ingredients, farming, farmers. There are some very specific areas that align with Cliff Bar, and those are areas that are clearly areas we should be participating in terms of civic engagement and the communities where we do business and where our employees are, where we sell our products, all of those different communities. And I think what happens is we have a lot of issues coming to us, and we're looked to a company as a five bottom line company with a planet aspiration or a planet bottom line to provide perspective and answers on community issues and to be engaged. And beyond just engaging our employees and volunteering and showing up in their communities in whatever area they want to do, I think consumers look to us to give a perspective. And I think what happens is that's a lot of pressure in some ways because we feel like we need to respond to everything. There's always a conversation about what we're going to respond to, whether or not we're going to stand up for something, whether or not we're going to participate. But for the most part, there are a few clear areas where we can participate because they align very clearly with the business. And then beyond those, we're still learning how to navigate them and whether or not we're going to participate and respond and build programs to address those issues.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. I think the sector as a whole is really seeing a shift in that demand and request from customers and consumers to have an opinion on social issues and to engage appropriately around social issues and navigating what's appropriate, what issues are the ones to focus on, and how you do that is something that many, many companies are really challenged with getting right at this point. Does Cliff Bar think of civic engagement as a risk? And how do you manage that risk? And then when you do decide to step out, and I think the, you know, closing the pay gap in the women's soccer conversation is a really interesting one and was a really unique driver for you all. How did you think about that at the time?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely a risk. Because we have employees in different parts of the U.S. So we have different employees with different backgrounds, different perspectives, different thoughts. We struggle with supporting and making sure that we're being sensitive to what employees care about, but also what's right for Clif Bar. I think that closing the pay gap in women's soccer was very successful because it aligns with a really strong brand that we've had for a long time, and a brand that started with a very clear vision to create a product for women. It's not so much only for women anymore, but the neat thing that I like about Clif Bar is that if we were to look at each of our brands and say, what does this particular brand stand for, and how can we dig in and take a risk potentially and have an impact in an area that's specific to that brand, that's really exciting to me. I don't know if that's the direction we're going, but that's where we've seen some success around some specific community engagement programs and issues that we've stuck to. And we've definitely had consumers and employees say, I don't like that. That doesn't work for me. That's not how I see this. That's not something we should play in. But we've stuck to it, I believe, because it's the right thing for that brand. And in the end, a brand should stand for something. And a consumer should see that very clearly, and they should feel a part of that, and they should feel like they align with that. And when the brand stands up and agrees with them and supports them, if it's something they feel strong about, to me, that feels like a successful model for civic engagement.
Yeah, I think that's it's a great quote and a great pull out, right? A brand should stand for something. And when that does all align, it feels right. It feels right to everybody. Yeah. Involved. And that's, I think, super interesting. So you talked about your employees and your employee engagement strategy. Talk a little bit more about how employees are engaging in this new time of purpose, getting off the sidelines and into community. How is that changing? What are the demands that are happening as you engage your employees?
Yeah, I mean, our engagement program, the inspiration behind our engagement program is volunteering not every once in a while, but a little bit every day, and feeling a bigger part of your community and something. It could be your community at Clif Bar. It could be the community that you live in. It could be your neighborhood, your street. And I think we've always supported employees. I know we've always supported employees participating in any issue area that they would like to participate in. In my history of being at Clif Bar in 20 years, we've never said, no, you cannot give bars to that organization. No, you cannot volunteer with that organization. We just don't do that. We have some parameters around the program in terms of 501c3s, obviously, and nonprofits. But I think it's an interesting time because employees, like consumers, are looking to the company for a push in some ways. And support. If there's something that they're slightly concerned about the risk about getting involved with, they kind of want to feel it out with the community team or with the company and see what kind of support they're going to get. And I think it kind of goes back and forth. We can support our employees in their civic engagement and their journey and their passion. We've never said no to anything, but I think it's an interesting time because as things become really more sensitive and political in the time that we're living in that you described earlier at the beginning of the conversation, it's a lot. And how we support our employees and what they're doing in their communities, I feel really strongly about. And I feel like we've always had a program that says you need to do what feels right for you in terms of your community or your issue or how you want to show up. And so supporting them is kind of number one. And if we have a situation where that feels risky or that feels like it doesn't align, we have a conversation about it. And that's kind of really all we can do. I think to add to that, how we direct them in terms of an issue or an area that the company really wants to throw its resources and time behind, that is a little bit of a different thing for us. And perhaps that may be coming if we were to look at an issue like hunger or something like that that aligns closely with Clif Bar. But right now, we really support people in a variety of things.
Yeah, and so that's terrific. And I think that balance between what are those strategies and initiatives that are aligned with the brand and authentic to the brand, and then how do you support the employees to just be great citizens in their community by engaging in whatever mm-hmm. that's a really interesting dynamic. And I think finding the balance between those two initiatives or those two objectives are something that I think we're really starting to see happen as a trend in the marketplace as well, right? And there are some companies all the way at one extreme who are like, yeah, we've given up on authentic brand. We're just following our employees' passions, to some saying we can't wrap our heads around the exact dynamics for employee passion, so we just invite them to the four pillars of our strategy. How do you all find that balance?
I think we're fortunate to be able to fall back on the inspiration of the program from the founders and who are the CEOs today, and the co-founders, the co-CEOs. Their Kit Crawford's inspiration was volunteering a little bit every day. So her inspiration, and the piece that is very important, is we support volunteering on company time. That provides us a lot of, a broad approach and provides employees a broad perspective. I think what you said is really important about, kind of which side you pick and which way you support it. What I'm seeing is that people and employees, if an employee has a strong passion for an issue, they're going to go for it. They're going to do it. It's inherent. They don't need help doing it. But a lot of people I'm seeing need to kind of know how to show up. They can choose their own issue. We don't necessarily have to choose the issue for them. I want them to feel passionate about something. And that's when you have kind of the most success, I think, in being involved in your communities. And not everybody's like that, there's a spectrum. But I like the idea of taking a step back and supporting all employees in just kind of the nuts and bolts of how you show up and what are the tools and how can you work with a nonprofit, any nonprofit. And so I think that we're at a time at Cliff Bar where before we get into a specific issue where we're going to push our employees to participate in, we first kind of need to build their acumen around how you show up and what you do and how you work with a nonprofit and what roles do nonprofits play. Because I think grounding people in that a little bit is going to make them stronger when they decide to engage in what they're passionate about.
I think that's great. I just hear so many super interesting things in that description, right? Which is empowering the employee to be a good citizen a little bit every day. Like a rather unique message, right? Compared to some of your peer companies. And then helping and supporting their learning to become more successful at that over and over again. It's just incredibly interesting. So, as you think about your program and what's moving forward, what's got you excited right now? How are you finding new opportunities? What's on the horizon with you guys?
Well, I'm excited. I am excited about what I talked about earlier. I think it would be really exciting for Cliff Bar to keep its roots in and its historical inspiration around you can choose any issue to participate in and the company supports that. But I am excited about Cliff Bar. My dream would be that each brand has a purpose and an issue that they're diving deeper into, and we build some strategies and some support and some time in the community around those issues, kind of bringing our employees along. And I think that's an exciting thing. And I think we make really great brands, and it's not hard to find an issue or a community need that aligns with the brands that we make, because the owners care. They care. They're nice people. They're fair people, and it's a great company. So we're not going to make things that don't reflect who we are. So what would be really awesome, I think, would be to have really cool brands with really strong positions. If every brand had a very strong position or a very strong civic engagement opinion that we could put resources behind, become more strategic, have employees participate, and have them feel good about it, that would be exciting for me.
That would be exciting for all of us. So thank you. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. Really appreciate your participation. If folks want to learn more about Cliff Bar's corporate social responsibility, is there a webpage they can go to?
Our website is interesting. It was very brand driven, and then it moved to some beautiful visual outside pictures. And now I think if you just go to cliffbar.com and you poke around a little bit, you can find a link to our story and some of our aspiration. We call them our all aspiration reports, which reports on our five aspirations, our five bottom lines. And then if you dig a little deeper, you can go into sort of the planet area and the community area and the people and the brands and the business. So there's a lot of really beautiful visual things to look at to learn more about the different brands and the kind of strong campaigns we have aligned with different brands now, and then to learn more about the history of Clif Bar, and not so much forward right now, but a lot of what's, you know, it's really dynamic and reflects a lot of what's going on now, which is an exciting time of change at Clif Bar with the founders coming back to run the company as the CEOs.
That's terrific. Will do. Thank you so much. And thanks for joining us today.